An outbreak of respiratory illness in Canada has officials worried about a possible link to SARS, the viral disease that first broke out in China last spring. Two-thirds of the residents at a Vancouver-area nursing home have gotten sick, so have many staff members. Several elderly patients may have died from the flu-like disease. Officials at the World Health Organization in Geneva say they're perplexed about the Vancouver cases because of some surprising lab tests. NPR's Richard Knox joins me now from the WHO in Geneva. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Renee.
How disturbing is this news? Are they thinking it might be SARS?
Well, people at WHO don't think it is, but when I ask, you know, are you ready to say that it's not, they say, well, no. Certainly the symptoms don't look like SARS. I mean, for instance, only about 10% of the patients in the Vancouver outbreak had significant fever or diarrhea, and with SARS, most patients do. But the curious thing, it's a test for a big range of viruses and bacteria, including influenza and more exotic diseases, were all negative. And then in the past few days, beginning Tuesday, I'm told, the Canadians began to get some really unexpected lab results. 13 patients have tested positive for the SARS virus on two different lab tests. Several possible explanations for this. It could be the contamination in the doing the test, although some doubt this because the tests were done by the Canadian National Lab in Winnipeg, which has lots of experience with SARS testing. Or maybe this is a less virulent cousin of the SARS virus that we just hadn't discovered yet. Or maybe the SARS virus from last spring went underground and evolved into a less virulent form.
You know, if it turns out to be SARS, isn't that worrisome? I mean, weren't people thinking that it had been wiped out?
Yeah, in fact, on July 3rd, I think it was, the WHO declared that all human chains of SARS transmission everywhere in the world had been broken. So a reappearance of actual SARS would be very ominous and disappointing. Experts were worried that it might return, but their best guess was that it wouldn't be before November, which is when the first cases, in retrospect, it turns out, began occurring in southwest China last year.
When will they know whether it is or is not SARS?
Probably not too far from now. It will require growing the Vancouver virus in the lab, and that hasn't been done yet. And then they'll have to do detailed genetic analysis, which is called sequencing. The idea is to see that if the genetic sequences of the Vancouver virus match the SARS virus that they already know, and whether they match it exactly, mostly, or not much. Experts say that research could happen in a week or two, and you know, certainly there's going to be a crash effort to do it.
Earlier this year, when Toronto was hit with a bit of a small SARS epidemic, travelers stayed away, and it really hurt the economy. Should this be SARS, what would this mean for Canada?
Well, maybe not much. If this is a milder variant of SARS, and you know, it appears to be, if it is, it could be just one more respiratory virus that adds to the list of hundreds that cause the common cold, and many of them are in the same family as SARS. So, you know, I think we have to sit tight, but there's no immediate indication that it's going to be that devastating on people or economies. WHO is praising Canada for responding quickly and getting it under control. They say that they're not alarmed now, but they're very curious.
NPR's Richard Knox in Geneva. Thanks, Richard.
Anytime, Renee.